Good morning. Today's shiur on Rambam Hilchos Shmita v'Yevel, Perek Tes. Really, it's on a number of halachas, but mainly focus on one part. That's the avenue to everything else, and that is the famous halacha of Prusbul. But we're going to focus more on the reason for the halacha and everything that relates to it. So, the Rambam writes, "Kishara Hillel HaZaken." When Hillel HaZaken saw that there is something here that's a problem, which is that people are not. The people are not lending money. There's a pasuk in Parashas, I think it's Re'i. Yishama lecha p'yedavar in levavcha b'li'al. You will think of something. Yeah, it's in Re'i. Be careful. If you think of something that is a bli'al, which means a bad thought, you'll say Karvash Nasa Shevash Nasa Shmita Roy Necha Bechicha Evan. You're not going to want to lend because you're going to lose money. So they stopped holding back from lending. Hiskim Prusbul. He made a Prusbul Kadesh Leishamei Tachay, so that the Chayv does not get nullified. At sheyilvu zeh, so that people should continue to lend each other. And then he writes a caveat. If ain't a pruz b'mayil ella, b'shmitas k'sofim b'zman hazeh. It only works today. B'shmitas k'sofim. Sheyim edir v'seifron. B'shmitas shateri ain't a pruz b'mayil. It doesn't help. Now, this is not so partial. The Ravid says, no, in a mechvar, it's not so clear, because that's a bias opinion in the Gemara. But Rava says that the power, because the Gemara asks, as we're going to see, the Gemara asks in Gittin, can the Chacham come along and erase a mitzvah in the Torah? And comes along, a bias says, yeah, talk about the Rabbanim, Shmita the Rabbanim is Malazah. According to the opinion of Rabbi, that Shmita is Malazah, Rabbanim, we're going to see soon, that's what the Rambam passed. And then goes on the Rava who argues in Abaye, and he says, nope, it's not the Shemitah Rabbanan, it's Shemitah the Raisa. Now why does it work? Because Hefke Bezen Hefke. Bezen has a power to take out your money from you. So therefore, yes, Chacham can come along and say, you do this and you're not going to have to. You're going to be able to take away money from somebody else. It's a big discussion, but the Rambam L'chaire doesn't seem to hold like that. He holds it to the Kabbayah. And there's a problem with that too, as we'll see in the next halacha. Halacha Yud Zayin. Following halacha. Ein kesem prusbul ela chachomim gedalim. B'yaisen. Only one who can write a prusbul is great people. Kibbeis Shammai, Kibbeis Dinai shal Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Like the Bezna of Ami v'Ravasi. Shane Ruyan Lavki and Mom and Benayodam. They are capable of taking people's money away. In other words, Hefka doesn't Hefka, it sounds like. Well, Shar but they didn't in case others can't. Only they can. So that's another problem. Then comes Aloha Chavzayin. And this is where they arrive at again as a problem, and everybody says this problem makes sense. Tamid Chacham Shil was as a Masad Varav. Tamid Chachamim, and they don't have to write a prosbul. They just say Vama Mashani Lachem Shakol Chayv Sheyeshli Shagvena Kol Masheretsa. In its own like the prosbul, they're not to write a prosbul. Why? Neshen Yehid Neshashrimat Das Ksofim Bzman Adam the Reim. But Dvarim Baalam Bedvad Didn't Chesi. You want to push it away with Dvarim Baalam. So on one hand, you need Hefka Bezen Hefka. Hey, say no. Tamid Chachamim get away with less. Look, derive it. Dwarf Saison says that. Okay, now all of this is in the Gemara, as we mentioned. There's a machlaikas in the Gemara about it. Where it says, First thing, when I tell the story that Hillel was Hiskin because he saw they weren't landing, and then we over on this pasuk. Yishama lechop v'yidava in levav chabliya. And then the Gemara asks him later, "Me committed the ma'aser mishamta shvius v'hiskin Hillel v'leim mishamta. How can he do that?" So Abai answers, "Shvius v'manazen." He brings the whole right, like Rebbe, who learns out that then we're going to see soon. V'takin rabbanan the tashmei. Now read the words of the Gemara. Zeichel l'shvius, as a remembrance of Shvita. On the surface, on the simple level, Zeichel l'shvius should mean they wanted to remember Shvita, and that's the way some learn, but not Rashi and not the Rambam. We'll see soon. So Rahil l'shvim da'amelav halva zeh. This is prusba. He made a prusba. Then the Gemara has a second question. If with the rice, loy mishamach. And the Chachamim said, yes, I want a zeicher. So how do we just push away a zeicher? So simply. So Abai said, Hashem al taisu. They did it with Hashem al taisu. In other words, they said, you're not going to do, they're okay, you can do that, Hashem al taisu. As long as you're not doing an action against what the Chachamim, the way the Torah had set up the news. Now we're the Rabbanim, this is the rice, what's the Shaykhs? Okay. Called the Tkin Rabbanan Ben, the Isa Tkin, they did it like the Torah. Rabbama, Hefkebez Nefke. So see, you could say Rav is responding to the second question. And that's the way many people learn Shat and Rambam. The Rambam holds like a Hefkebez Nefke. But you have to understand why he needs it. But he puts the two together. And he takes holds like Rav, but only in a Drabon. Rashi says, no, that's what Tosfos says. Rashi says, no, this is going back to the original question. You asked me how you can do it. How can Rahil come along and take out of the rice? Afka Beznafka, the answer is. Okay. And then later the Gemara says, like Asvina Bruzla, the Beidina, the Surah, the Beidina, the Nada. And then later the Gemara says, tell me the Chachamim is enough with that. It's all in the Gemara. So we mentioned Rashi and Tesis. So we're going to cut out a lot of the side points just to focus on the main questions. The main issues that the Rambam, and I want to address a number of issues of the Rambam. Why does he need this bezin that's ruin lafkiyama? What is the purpose of that? A lot of explanations, but they still don't add up to the main question. Why, if it's only in the Rabbanan, why couldn't they just say along, come along with that? Now, there's a big problem here. He writes, they didn't lend because they were over on the pot, and he's worried they're going to be over on the pot, so Gisham Lachap and Yidavah. But he just said that Shmita Tere is in the Rabbanan. So why yoyve hisham lachap and yedavah b'lav chilial lema? There's no issum in atayrit of shmita. There's no din shmita in atayrit. So they all say, obviously it is, but why? And in the Rambam's this description of the lav of hisham lachap and yeah, we'll see even soon in Hilch and Halachas clearly. In mitzvah reish lamed aleph and minyan mitzvah shlo yimona melahalva shloani mepnei hashmita. It's clearly a shmita. The case it's a shmita because Achomim said you can't lend, that's shmita, that you can't collect, that's shmita. Now I want to stress an interesting point here, which we're going to discuss a little later, but in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perik Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Kol Ha'Milon Meinav Min HaTzedakah. If somebody closes his eyes from giving tzedakah, in other words, the Ani comes by, asks you for money, and you make believe you're davening. Alright, the Nikla Bli'al. And then he compares that to Avodah Zarah. Yotzei Noshim B'nei Bli'al. And the Torah says B'nei Bli'al. V'nikra Rasha. And then he goes on, he says all the good things that come if you do give. Now this is the Gemara Bava Basra. A Papa was going up a ladder and he almost fell. So he was worried that he was chayv skila. So he said that maybe perhaps there was anything Shabbos. He's very upset about himself. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe a poor person came to you and you didn't give him. Because Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, from this Gemara, as the Rambam just said. So, L'chari, this passage is talking about not specifically Shemitah, it's talking about every tzedakah. But the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah follow. Listen, me, Shemim, the Malav, Zachary, and Kaidim, Shemitah, Shemi, Yisachar, Achayiv, Shalei, because you might not be able to collect me, Shemit, Ovar, Beloy, Sesed, Shemi, Shemit, Lecha, Bechet, Godel, and then he writes another line, V'atoyrek, Bida, Machshav, V'day, Ro'azu, V'karos, I Belial. That's all. So notice the difference between Hilchos Matnas Aniyim and here. Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he doesn't say Hanimna Milal Min Lasdak. Ma'ila Meidam Min Asdak. He doesn't say a word about being over any Averis. He just says that it's so similar, and he stresses its connection to Avodah Zarah. He doesn't talk about it's a Machshav Bechet. He says it's you prevent from giving. In Hilchos Shemitah, he says somebody who holds himself back. He doesn't say a word about Avodah Zarah here. Only speaks about the Lavin. And he stresses that this is an Isser Machshava. Yeah, just note it. We'll come back. Now, let's go back to the beginning of the Perek that we're learning now. Perek Tes. And we're going to go to the end of the Perek. But we just did the end of the Perek. The middle of the Perek. Now we're going to the Bini. First, he says, Ein Shemitah Tzavan Eges Ben Atari El Bezman Shayev El Neig, and he learns it out from Pasuk because he learned it out. And what's Pshat? When Zman Shayev, yes, Shemitah's Karka means that Yoshev HaBarak Lebol of Elikazel, that the Karka goes back without money. And Amr Chacham and Zman Shayev to Mashmit Karka to Mashmit Ksav. In other words, when you lose Karka, you lose Ksav. You have to give back character without kesem. Interesting. Halacha Gimel. Umedivrei Seifrim. Now, listen to these words. Shetehei Shmitas Ksofim Leheges Bezman Hazeh Bekol Mokom. Now, before he said that, Shmitas Karka, the Shmitas Ksofim would be Bekol Mokom Ben Barazan Chutz La'aretz in the time when there is Shmitas Karka. So now he says that the Seifrim Shmitas Hazeh was an Hegel Chomot. Now again, what do you mean? You just said halacha before you told us that it depended on. Yeah, you said the Chacham came along and said differently. What does he have to repeat it again? And then he says, "Kilei shloit teshtakach teiris shmitah zaksofim mi Yisrael." So there are a number of issues here. First of all, if I were writing this halacha, I'd write as follows: the devar seifrim she shmitas. Shmitas Ksofim Mizman Hazeh, when the Yag is Mizman Hazeh, Kidei Shlodishtak, Toyer Shmitim Mizman Ksofim. The Rambam puts in a few number words. First of all, the Bechol Mokim. Well, why not? If there's Shmitas Ksofim, it should be Bechol Mokim. Why would we limit it? If that's the din of Shmitas Ksofim all the time, it should be the same thing. Second, I wouldn't put in Vaf Bishenei Yel Mayer, I just said about it before, that's the whole reason why it's for the Rabbana. And then what's the Tishtakach Teresh Shmita Saksaf Mi Yisrael? Okay, it's not a big deal, but it's just interesting that he throws that in. So that's another set of issues that we have to address. Now, the other thing is, as I said before, that if you look at the Gemara Mezra, the Kinner Rabban and the Tashmeit, why? Zeichel Shvias. And what does the Rambam say? Kadesh Tishtakach Teresh Shmita. Where did he get that from? Now, just to note, the Tumim. Simon Samrazai, Sif Kotten Aleph writes, because there's a shit of the Malamor, the Razod, that Shmita is not Noig Bezman Hazeh Klal Klal. So he writes, even if that's true, we should do it. Because there's an Ina making a Zecher Le Migdash, and Tzivu Lechot Tzienim, and Lazach Zecher Le Mitz Hashem Sheikhoi Velein B'yais Sheikhim Belker of Arts. So he clearly, he understands Zecher Le Shvias, Zecher Le Shvias, not Shlit Tishtak. One more thing. Kesemishin Hilchas Mamrim writes that ultimately the real reason for the Takona, and again, I'm not getting into that part, I just want to bring out one line that he writes, is so that the poor people should be able to live. Not about your being ivory, sir. And there's a lot to say about that. There's some say a very good story. Why would you care about one mitzvah over other? You know, don't, we're making a bruzbol so that you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be ivor the lav of Yisham Alecha, but therefore you're ivor Shemitah. You know, what's the balance? Okay. But there are, then he writes in a line over there and he says, that the lav of the Mehiyah, the Varchim, the Dover, and Lavochim, the Av, lav Yisurin Lagamra Hava Avdeh, it's not so, that's a great word, Shinnik Gishin Lamal Avdeh, the Shebal Taisu. What do you mean Shebal Taisu? It's a terrible thing, it's Avdeh Zorah, it's... All right. What does he mean, lav Yisurin Lagamra? It's hard to understand. Okay, so... It's obvious that what he wrote in Hilchis, that the din of the lav of Yisham Alecha pen is talking about Shemitah, according to the Rambam. It's a lav in the din of Shemitah. Shemitah requires that you should not think so. Thinking like that is a Shemitah dikis, and that's why it belongs in Hilchis Shemitah. Hilchis Matas Anim, talking about Tzedakah first of all. Which could include the Halva? However, which is one of the forms of tzedakah, but there's some malam ayin with tzedakah. A guy came to me, like the story by our papa. He came to him. Call a malam ayin means a guy comes to you and you make yourself not see him. In the story of our papa that the mefarshim explained, it's talking a case where our papa Taka didn't give somebody, and he held it was the right thing to do, but that's not the gate. There's no lav there. It's just a remez that we learn out from a comparison to Avodah Zarah. The lav is a din shmita. And it's on thought. It's thought police. It is purely thought police. You're not allowed to think certain things. And that's why it's just, that's what the Ketzer Mishnah means. Lav Yisur Lagamra Avodah. Because it's not about not giving, it's about thinking. And that even the case is that I'm thinking. Okay, now having said that, I believe that the Rambam is here to tell us that this is not a Zeichel HaMikdash alone. They made Shvitas Ksavim. They said that this din ha-Torah of Shemitah, we are continuing it into when there is no Yayin. Now, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's not a chiv d'oraisa, but the Chachamim were mamshech the din ha-Torah. It's a chevtza Shemitah, it's a Shem Shemitah. There's Shemitah midirisei. We are making Shemitah without Yayin. And that's what Shemitah says. That's why the Rambam's Lashon is Shedei Shemitah in the heavens, man, azev chol mokim. To tell you, it is that old Shemitah. It's the same Shemitah. And that's what he writes, Ava Pishein Ayevol Noyeg. To stress, we are continuing Shemitah without Yevol. Oh, so now we can understand. Why we need a Bez Neroi Lafkiya Mammon? They made a takana. You're dealing with a Shemitah, real Shemitah. It's a real Shemitah, huh? So we need a Chashev Bez. And therefore you're in a Torah, because you are not lending because of Shemitah. Once there's a Din Shemitah, no matter how that Din Shemitah comes about, Shemitah's Ksafa, you are not allowed to think that way. It's a chelek din shmita. Once there's shmita, you're not allowed to think otherwise. I'm not getting into why. That's not my business. I'm just saying what it says. So there's an issue of shmita. Shlo yimonem ala halvus loni mipnei ha-shmita. Because I'm preventing because of shmita. He writes it. Akonis k'nei shalei tishtakach teyres shmita saksof Yisrael. That's the reason. But because of that, they created a din of Shemitah. And perhaps that's... Okay. Perhaps you can go a step further. and say that really, if it were only for the fact that there's a Shemitah here, Chacham Kamo will say, don't write anything. And without a bez, I want just get up there and say, I am giving over my chayus. Because that's it. We took care of the problem. There's no more, they're not going to lend. Oh, but we're afraid. Now that you see from the Rambam, that the regular person will not get it. And doesn't understand that that's enough. And therefore, without a nice bezin of writing and a bezin of ruyin lafkia, such a chosher bezin, I don't think the word of hefka bezin is only that that's the type of bezin you need. So for the regular person, in order, there shouldn't be the reason we made the takon is the takach tayr shmita saksofen. That's what we're worried about. So there's two dinim. One, mitzad the din of being over, that would have been enough to say it. But so that it shouldn't be to shtakach, that you need the bezin, and you need to that they should write it. And it should be in a bezin, it should be written. And that's what you see when he writes by Talmid HaChamim, that they know, Shashmit is klav, b'zman hazem, b'dvar b'vad inetchis, you don't need more than that. But mitzad the din of to shtakach, that's what you need. So that's what was the hechrich that the Rambam had, that there's a din of teshtakach. Because otherwise, how can there be a difference in Talmid HaChamim, since where do you find din and then a Talmud HaChamim, yeah, now a regular person, not. Because really, it would be enough without it. But, if you're worried about teshtakach, zeichel l'mikdash, I can do zeichel l'mikdash, by saying it is also zeichel l'mikdash. If you're worried about teshtakach, then there's a difference between an amoritz or amad v'ach. It could be that's why he puts in the word Yisrael. Yeah, of course there are people who don't need this, but we're worried about everybody. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Hatzlacha Rabbah.